Amen. I appreciate that singing, that testimony this morning. One, I've got a book at the house, and the title of that book is Let Go and Let God. Yes. We make a mess out of it when we try to handle it and fix it and work it out our way. But if we'll just let go of it and let God handle it, He knows how to fix it. He knows how to work it out. Ain't you glad for that today? Yes. Amen. Ain't you glad for that? That unseen hand that directs and guides and has His way in the affairs of men. I am so glad this morning that He is merciful, that He is gracious. I appreciate Him, and I thank Him for all that He's done. Appreciate the presence of the Lord that we feel here this morning in the service. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, I want to read in the book of Hosea, the book of Hosea, chapter number 2. Pray for me that the Lord would help me preach to you this morning. I feel like He laid something on my heart to share with you, and it's a message I feel like that it's for the lost, and it's a message for the saints. I believe God's wanting to save someone. I believe God's wanting to remind us that we are saved where He brought us from. Let us never forget that. Amen. Hosea chapter number 2. We're going to read three verses of Scripture here. Verse 14 through 16. Hosea chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her, and I will give her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope, and she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the day when she came up out of the land of Egypt. And it shall be at that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishai, and shalt call me no more Bali. I want to read verse 15 again. It said, and I will give her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. I'd like to preach this morning on this door of hope. A door of hope. The book of Hosea is a very, very interesting book. And of course, we know that Hosea is the prophet that God has moved on to write these scriptures. And he was ordered of God to marry a woman by the name of Gomer. This woman was a woman that was rebellious. And you remember the story, he married her. Of course, there's problems. She leaves and goes out and commits whoredoms and so on and so forth. But God tells Hosea that he wants him, as she's being sold on the auction block. Brother Gerald, he's wanting to buy her. He's wanting Hosea to go and to buy her back. Amen. To purchase her again. When you read this story and you study this book, there's two things that we see that is very clear and very evident. And that first thing is that it is in man's nature to rebel. See, Gomer is a type of man. It's in man's nature to rebel. And I know I talk a lot about the sin principle, but it's a reality. And that's why men do the things that they do, because they are driven by a nature to rebel against God. Amen. Every one of us used to have that nature. If you're saved today, you used to be bound by a nature to rebel and to sin against God. And when you read this book, you see the tendencies of the human heart to rebel and to sin against God. Amen. It was me that betrayed him. It was me that walked out on him. It was me that denied him. It was me that was unfaithful to him. Amen. It was me. Praise God. Gomer is me. Gomer is you. Amen. But then we see another very great truth that is made evident in this book. And it is, in spite of man's sin, in spite of man's disobedience, in spite of man's unfaithfulness, there is a seeking and a searching God that is reaching for lost humanity. Amen. That is going beyond what he has to do. He don't have to do anything, but he reaches, he seeks, he searches, he purchases. Amen. Listen. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that man is sinful, that man is rebellious. But the Bible also tells us that God loves us in spite of our sin and in spite of our rebellion. Amen. I read to you where the writer said, this is Hosea writing these words. He says, therefore, he's God speaking through him, therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness, and I will speak comfortably unto her. Amen. I will not rebuke her. I will not chastise her. I will not be harsh and mean and unforgiving, but I will speak comfortably unto her. Amen. Ain't you glad when God called you, he called you with a tender love and mercy, and he spake comfortably unto you? And the Bible said that he said, I will give her her vineyards. Amen. I will give her her vineyards from thence and the valley of Achor. Yes. Now, if you'll go back in your Bibles, and you don't have to turn back there, but if you'll go back in the book of Joshua chapter 6, you remember before the children of Israel went into Jericho to take the land, that city, the Bible said that God gave an order to the children of Israel that when they were to come into Jericho, that he said that ye in any wise keep yourselves from the accursed thing, lest ye make yourselves accursed when you take of the accursed thing and make the camp of Israel a curse and trouble it. And then not only that, but he said, but all the silver and the gold and vessels of brass and iron are consecrated unto the Lord. They shall come into the treasury of the Lord. God give a command. He told the children of Israel, I'm giving you the city, and you can have everything except the accursed thing, because it is accursed. Amen. You cannot partake of that. It will defile you. Amen. I've called you to be a pure people, and you cannot handle the accursed. And not only that, but he said, amen, the gold and the silver and the vessels of brass, amen, they are to go into the Lord's treasury. They belong to the Lord. Amen. Listen, there's two great sins that man is guilty of. And that is, first of all, the sin, amen, of partaking of things that God has pronounced a curse upon. And if you partake in the accursed thing, you will become accursed. Amen. Is that not right? Amen. Touching and handling and playing and amen and touching those things that God said, I do not want you to have caught. It is unholy. It is impure, and it will defile your amen character. It will change you. It will corrupt you. It will pollute you, and you cannot partake of that. But not only is the human family guilty of partaking of the accursed, but they are guilty of taking what belongs to God for themselves. The Bible said, I am not my own. Amen. I've been bought with a price. These are not my hands. These are not my feet. Amen. This is not my life. It is the Lord's life. Amen. Amen. that he's the one that give me breath. He's the one that breathed into me the breath of life. He's the one, amen, that blessed me. He's the one that give me health, amen. And it's not my, amen, right, amen, to take what belongs to him and to do what I want to with it, amen. Those are the two sins that man is guilty of. The sin of partaking of the accursed and the sin of taking what God said is mine and using it for our own gratification. Amen. Amen. You know the story. They go in. Amen. There was a man by the name of Achan. The Bible said he saw a Babylonish garment, a wedge of gold and some silver. Ain't that what it said? Amen. I can't remember how much it was, but anyways, the Bible said he took it. And the Bible said he went to where his tent was, and he dug a hole in the ground, Brother Tim, and he put that stuff in the ground. They come to the next city by the name of Ai. They send spies. Amen. They come back. Moses or Joshua says, amen, how many soldiers do we need? Only about 3,000. We can take this city. It's just a little one. And you know the story well. The Bible says, said that they went out against Ai, and before it was all over with, amen, that little small city, amen, drove out, amen, and run off, amen, those 3,000 soldiers, amen. The Bible said because of the sin of Achan, because of what he did, amen, 36 men lost their lives. I'm going to tell you, amen, the sin that I was guilty of, it did not only just affect me, it affected those around me. Amen. The Bible said no man lives unto himself and no man dies unto himself. Everything you say and everything you do, yes, it will ultimately affect you, but it'll reach out and it'll touch others that are near and dear unto your heart. 36 men lost their life because of one man's sin. Amen. Listen. Because of one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. So that death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Amen. That's what he said. Amen. Because of one man's sin, judgment came upon all men unto condemnation. Amen. Adam and Eve sinned in the beginning. And because of their sin, it reached out and it touched every man, woman, boy, and girl that would ever be born into this world. They're born sinners. We are born with a nature to say no. We are born with a nature when he deals with our hearts and he draws us with his spirit to stick our nose up in the air and say, I don't need you. Amen. That is a rebellious nature that sin, amen, brought about in the lives of the human heart, and it began with one man. 36 men lose their life. You remember the story. Joshua goes before the Lord. He says, hey, Lord, you told us our enemies would not be able to stand before us. Now we've come, you give us victory over Egypt. They were a lot stronger than Ai. Amen. You brought us across the Red Sea. You brought the walls of Jericho down. Amen. These were a great people, but you give us this city. Why cannot we stand against this little place called Ai? God tells him there's sin in the camp. Somebody has partaken of the accursed thing. You remember the story. Joshua begins to call all the children of Israel, each tribe and each family. And as they come before him, he asks them, are you the one? Are you the one that's guilty? You remember the story. And the Bible says when Joshua comes, amen, he says to him, amen, are you the one? Amen. Give honor to God. Admit if you're the one that has done it. Amen. Admit it. And the Bible said that Joshua told him, he said, I have partaken of the accursed thing. Amen. I saw a Babylonish garment. I saw a wedge of gold. And I saw some silver. And Brother Sergeant, he said, I coveted them. I desired them. And I took them and I buried them in my 10. Joshua told him, you go and you get that wedge of gold and that silver and that Babylonish garment and bring it to me. And you remember the story, he brings it back. And let me read to you Joshua 7, 24 through 26. And Joshua and all of Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, and the silver and the garment and the wedge of gold, and his sons and his daughters, and his oxen and his asses, and his sheep and his tent, and all that he had. They brought them unto the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, why hast thou troubled us? The Lord shall trouble thee this day. And all Israel stoned him with stones and burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones unto this day. So the Lord's anger and the fierceness of his anger, amen, was turned that day. Wherefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Achor unto this day. It was there that God judged sin. Amen. Brother Kenny was singing that song. It was at the cross. Amen. It was at the cross where God judged sin. It was at the cross, amen, where man, amen, sin had to be paid for. Notice the sin of Achan caused him, his wife, to be killed. It caused his children. I told you, sin never just affects you. Oh, it always reaches out and touches those around you. Sin has a far-reaching effect. You know that scripture where God said, I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity upon the children of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth. God's not saying that I judge your children because of your sin. That's not what he's saying. You take it in its right context. A text, brother. Amen. He said, because of your sin, it has caused your children to become sinners. It has caused your grandchildren, amen, to do things they ought not do. Amen. And your great unto the third and fourth generation. It has a far-reaching effect. You hear me this morning? It does. It does affect those that are around you. Amen. But listen, he said it was there they were stoned, and they raised a heap of stones and they left them there. It was a reminder, Brother Bradley, what God was saying was, when your babies walk by and they see that pile of rocks and they say, Mama, what does that mean? Daddy, why is that pile of rocks out here in the middle of nowhere? Amen. You tell them that's where a man sinned. That's where a man rebelled. And because of his sin, his wife died. Because of his sin, his babies were killed. Because of his sin, death came. That word Achor means trouble. That day, that place was remembered as the Valley of Trouble. Oh, I hope the Lord will help me preach this. You remember? Do you remember when you were rebellious and sinful? Amen. The Bible said it was the Valley of Trouble. Amen. And let me tell you, there's still a pile of rocks. If I could say it like this. There's still a pile of rocks that says, amen. Y'all forgive me. I hope you don't mind. There's still a pile of rocks, amen, that says if you sin, you're going to die. The Bible said the soul that sinneth, it shall die. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it unto his own death. Ain't that what he said? For the wages of sin is death. What that pile of rocks said is, you'll pay for your sin. You reap what you sow. Amen. You will reap what you sow. And what is the end result of sin? It is death. Amen. And when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, it bringeth forth death. But I'm glad this morning he didn't stop there. Amen. If he had up, this church would not even be here today. But he kept on writing. And he said, I will give her from thence her vineyards and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. Amen. He's saying not only is there a pile of rocks that will remind you of the consequences of sin. You listen to me, young folks. You cannot sin and get by with it. There will be a payday someday. Amen. Oh, you cannot play with the world. You cannot dibble and dabble in ungodliness and expect a son. Amen. I can't remember who it was, but they said, amen, that we expect to be able to sow, amen, our wild oats and expect God to bring a crop failure so we don't have to worry about what we did. That ain't the way it works, church. You will always reap what you sow. Amen. Oh, yes. But in that valley of Achor, there's a pile of rocks. Amen. But there's also a door of hope. That's what God was saying. When you walk through that place, amen, there's a reminder of trouble. There's a reminder of sin. There's a reminder of what your sin will bring if you don't do something about it. But beside of it, there's a door, and it's open wide. Hallelujah. I tell you, this morning, He opened a door of hope. In the valley of trouble, a door of safety, a door of security, a door that leads to shelter. Oh, glory to God. I feel it this morning. Ain't you glad this morning for a door of hope? Woo! That place where God judged sin. Brother Anthony, has become a place. Whew, where God justifies sinners. Amen. How do you know? At the cross, where I first saw the light, there where He was hanging. Oh, there where the blood was pouring out of the body. Oh, God, of our Savior. There where blood was running down His face, into His eyes. Amen. Into His mouth. Amen. Down His chest. Amen. Where they had beat His back. Amen. With a cat of nine tails. 39 times 40. You figure that up. 39 stripes. Amen. Amen. 39 stripes. Amen. Times the cat of nine tails. Amen. There was at least, amen, that many lashes in His back. And those men, when they took that whip and they jerked it, amen, it would rip flesh. Oh God, it would rip flesh. One man, Josephus, he wasn't even a Christian. He recorded in that day he was living, amen, that you could even see the entrails of the Son of God. You could see His vital organs from where they ripped His back. They plowed furrows in His back. Amen. Death, 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 death. But it was at the cross where I first saw the light. Hallelujah. It was there. I seen a door open. It was there. Amen. When Jesus said, "It is finished," the veil of the trade was rent from top to bottom, giving us access, giving us entrance. Saying, "Whosoever will, let it come. Whosoever will, let it come." At the cross, where I first saw the light. Jesus said, "I am the door. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall come in and out and find pasture." Ain't that what He said? Jesus said in John 14:6, "For I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Romans 5:1-2, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access." You know what that means? The door used to be shut. Amen. I tried to get in and I couldn't. It was shut. But when Jesus said, "It is finished," there was a door open wide. I said there was a door. Oh, glory to God. There was a door open wide. Amen. therefore, amen, we have access by faith into this grace where we stand. Amen. I'm standing in grace. Amen. Because a door was opened at the valley of trouble. Oh, glory to God. I said, I'm standing, amen, over my head in grace because there was a door open in the valley of trouble. I'd like to tell somebody here this morning, there's a door open and you can come in it and you can experience the grace of God and the mercy of God and the love of God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's a door of hope. You don't understand, Brother Jamie.
I got a long record. I've done terrible things. I don't care what you've done.
There's a door open. There was a man that was hanging beside of Jesus. And he says, Lord, remember me. He had done some bad stuff to be put to death. Was he a murderer? I don't know. I don't know what he did. Hey, man, a thief. He done some bad things. But he looked at Jesus and he said, Lord, would you remember me when you come into your kingdom? Oh, and he said, this day, glory to God, thou shalt be with me. Amen. And you know what he was saying? This place is going to be, this place is, has a stigma of death. Amen. This place is a reminder of what God thinks about sin. And I'm going to say this, God ain't changed his mind about sin. He still thinks the same thing. He said, but this day, it's going to be different. Amen. Not only is there going to be a pile of rocks that says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. But there's going to be a door of hope that says if you desire, you can walk in it and you can be saved and you can be delivered from a power that has control of your life. Amen. I'll open up a door of hope in the valley of Achor. I'm telling you this morning, I'm able to preach because there was a door open. Amen. I didn't open the door. I couldn't open the door. Amen. The Bible said he'll shut a door that no man can open. Oh, hallelujah. And it'll open a door that no man can shut. The devil would love to shut the door of mercy and say it's too late. You've gone too far. But I want to tell you, the door's wide open. Hallelujah. The door is wide open. We preach almost like that door is swiftly closing. If you believe that, that's fine. I'm not going to argue with you. But you know what I believe? I believe that door is just as wide open as it's ever been before. When God shuts it, he shuts it. Hey, it ain't no slow, gradual shutting. It's a slamming. It's a shutting to the door. Now I read more than one place where he shut to the door. And he said, you can't come in. Amen. But let me tell you, today you can. Amen. Today you can. Today you can walk into this door. Amen. Let me read to you. And I need to hurry up and quit. Amen. Let me read to you what he said. Amen. I've talked to you about a valley of trouble. I've talked to you about a door of hope. Let me talk to you about a song of deliverance. He said, after the doors open and they walked through that door and they experienced the mercy and the grace of a loving God, he said, and she shall sing there. Sin robbed her song. Amen. Sin took away her joy. She went out empty. Full. She come back empty. Amen. But he said, you know what? If you walk through that door, I'll restore the song. I'll give you your song back. The same song she sang when she come out of Egypt. A song of deliverance. A song of victory. A song of a faithful God that loves his people. Hallelujah. I tell you what he did. He gave me my song. I said he gave me a song. To, amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Who he had redeemed, amen, from the hand of the enemy. He gave me a new song. You ask me why I'm happy, so I'll just tell you why. Because my sins are gone. And when I meet the scoffers who ask me where they are, I say to them, my sins are gone. Oh, glory to God. They're underneath the blood of the cross of Calvary.
as far removed as darkness is from dawn in the sea of God's forgetfulness. That's good enough for me. Praise God. My sins are gone. Amen. You know why I shout? My sins are gone. You know why I preach? My sins are gone. You know why I tell you about a door of hope? Because my sins, they're gone. They're gone. They're gone. They're gone. They're gone.
Stand. Everybody stand this morning. Pray, church. Pray, church. Hallelujah. All this morning, as you bow your heads and you close your eyes, saints of God, I want you to pray this morning. And I want you to let the Lord do the work, okay? Let's let Him do the work. If you're not saved this morning, and you're tired of sin, and you're tired of the devil tormenting, robbing of you of the peace and the joy that you one time had, and there's a voice that says, there's no hope for you.
Done wrong,
and there's no hope for you. I feel like the Holy Ghost dealt with my heart to preach to you. Yes, there's a pile of rocks that should always remind us of the consequences of sin. But thank God there's a door standing open wide. And the Lord said, if you come, amen, you can come through this door. There is an escape from your sin. And there is entrance, amen, into the presence of God. Not only does that door say you can escape, you can come out of sin, but that door says you can come in where peace abides, amen. Ooh. You can come in where joy abides. You can come into a place that even though things may be going wrong in your life, in the midnight hour, He can give you a song. I said He can give you a song. A song in the night. A song of joy. A song of peace. A song that says, in spite of my trouble, I am happy in Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. My circumstances do not determine how much joy that I have, because this joy is unconditional. As long, amen, as I stay with God, amen, He can give me joy in the midst of trouble. Amen. I'm telling you this morning, there's a door standing open wide and I can hear the voice of the Savior. You know what I can do? I can almost see Him through the eye of faith standing in the doorway, amen, reaching out His hand and saying, why don't you come? Glory to God. Why don't you come? Amen. Where there's peace. Amen. Children, if you're not saved this morning, amen, if you don't know the Lord, young folks, amen. Amen. While your heart's tender and while sin has not, amen, placed many scars upon your life, amen, you know what you need to do? You need to walk by that pile of rocks and you need to walk over to where that door is and take the Son of God by the hand and come into a place where God can save you from the scars of sin. Amen, young heart. Amen, child. You feel the Holy Ghost dealing with you this morning. You know what He's doing? He's trying to get you to walk through the door. Amen. How do I be saved, brother? What do I got to do to be saved? All you got to do is walk through the door. Glory to God. Trust Him. Amen. Trust what He did for you at that valley of trouble, at that place of the skull. Believe it was for me He died. It was my sin that put Him there, but thank God, amen, not only did He die for my sin, amen, not only did He give His life to me in dying, but He give His life for me in dying, but He give His life to me because He rose from the dead. Walk through that door. I said walk through that door and God will save you a whole lot of trouble. Somebody get us a song ready this morning. You feel a song on your heart this morning. I want you to get it ready. Somebody feel a song. Amen. 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 Whoever feels a song this morning. Amen. Amen. You that has the scars of sin in your life, and the devil would say you've gone too far. I really feel like the Holy Ghost dealt with my heart to preach to you that there's a wide open door. And you know what he wants to do? He don't want to holler at you. He's not going to say, I told you that if you done that, that was what's going to happen. That ain't what he wants to do. He wants to speak comfortably to you. He gently calls, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest. Amen. You don't have to be buried beneath the load of sin like Achan and his family was. But you can have those burdens rolled away, and you can have the yoke of Christ and the burden of Christ. And his yoke is easy. Amen. His burden's light. What about it this morning? Would you like to come? Young heart. Amen. Young teenager. Young man, young woman. Is the Lord dealing with your heart? Is he trying to convince you that sin ain't worth dying for? Trying to get you to walk through that door of hope. If he's dealing with your heart, young person, I want you to come this morning. This altar's open for you this morning. You can save yourself a lot of trouble if you walk through the door. Lost heart that has scars that remind you of your failures and remind you of your past. I want to tell you this morning, there's a door open. There is a door open. And it's open for you. Would you come? Maybe there's a saint of God. The Lord just reminded you of what he did for you when he saved. And you just want to come down to this altar. And you want to thank him. Amen. For choosing not to bury you under a pile of rocks. But opening a door. Amen. Would you like to thank him for that this morning? Saints of God, let's gather around these altars and seek the Lord. Lost heart, would you come? Young man, young woman, young boy, young girl, teenager, whoever you are this morning, if God is dealing with your heart, why don't you come? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. The Lord says to you, lost heart, I can give you your song. I can give you your song back. I can restore the song. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Gently slipped in mine, I thank God he found me just in time, just before the waves of slumber had rocked my soul to sleep, just before the angry billows had pulled me out too deep. God knows how long I drifted when I saw. Just in time. Just be.